This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 16. Today's Bible verse is in the book of Deuteronomy chapter 1 verse 13. It says there, "Choose for your tribes wise, understanding and experienced men, and I will appoint them as your heads." End of quote. Today's insight informs us that God advances His plans through the election or selection of people. Our vote and our election is important in the overall implementation of God's kingdom plan on this planet Earth. God has His divine ideals, and He partners with people like you and me to establish it. Sometimes I come across the question of what I think about the coming US presidential election and the candidates. You see, people make or create political parties. However, God is more interested in the kingdom agenda and goals. I would say this: if you are a Christian and believe the Bible is God's word, then your worldview is not what the culture dictates or supports. You form your worldview based on what the Bible or God's word says to you. Secondly, understand today's significant issues. You see, the church in the past faced with idol worship, false teaching, hypocritical legalism, and few others. However, think what in the world today is against the Bible values. Think about it. Of course, here in the United States, it is not the worship of idols. Truly, false teaching is still an issue. Along with it, I believe other major current issues includes pro-life versus pro-choice, alternate sex lifestyle, threat against the traditional family structure, racism, religious extremism like ISIS, and militant and intolerant religious bias all over the world, worry about religious freedom. And of course, where do we stand with God's promise to the nation Israel and gospel proclamation? Are we going to be against Israel or for Israel? Are we going to support religious freedom that allows us to communicate God's love and grace freely? These and other important questions must be answered based on the Word of God before we go and cast our votes. This year's election is more important than the 2016 election because of the extremist thought process and the resultant actions we observed in the past few years. You see, I do not suggest to whom you should vote. Both men have inadequacies and faults because they are only human. However, what is their conviction about Bible values? As I recently heard Tony Evans said this, and I also support in his thinking. He said he believed God is not interested in Republicans or Democrats. I do not think He favors Democrats or Republicans. You see, both have good and bad people and policies. However, I know one thing. God is really passionate and aggressive about the values He placed in His eternal and everlasting word called the Bible. Regardless of what you do or do not do, God would move forward with His timeless principles and fulfill His kingdom agenda. Knowingly or unknowingly, you and I can be part of it or against it. It is a good thing to participate in God's kingdom goals and agenda. Therefore, pray for wisdom. Suppose you sincerely pray for wisdom according to His promise. He will give you abundant wisdom without reproach or rebuke. So pray about it as God gives insight into your heart due to your genuine prayer. Make sure you go to the voting locations and cast your vote. The only thing I would like to say is you must vote for God's agenda and program. Forget about political parties and personalities. Focus on God's timeless principles and kingdom ideas and plan. Remember, we cannot afford to be silent and passive. We have to get involved in God's plan because we are His children. The TeachBible.org is online because we do not want to be quiet or passive about God's salvation and goals. Same way, we must get involved with God. He called us to do it. We have a role to play, and by casting our votes based on Bible values, we are doing the will of God this year. Go forward, take time to vote, and express your choice in the election based on the Bible values and the well-being of our children and nation. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, I want to participate with you in your kingdom plan. I need wisdom to figure out who should I cast my vote. Please give me your wisdom in my heart based on your word. In the name of Jesus Christ I pray, amen. May the love, presence and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.